29 Thursday night, Chodesh Av Avos. Okay. Shari Yichud HaMaisa. Shari Yichud HaMaisa. Kamishi. Page. We'll go over his point on page Kuf Pei Gimel. He's going through things that will take away from a person's focus and single-mindedness of purpose. So, first he talked about doing things l'shem kavod, then he talked about doing things l'shem winning people's approval. In this paragraph, on the Kuf Pei Gimel, that starts with B'chasher Yisya'i Shayetzer Milahach Shulcha Ba'ofan Azeh, this is the third Pitui Hayetzer, is that the Yitzhara always makes sure that you're busy, that you're involved. As he starts off the first sentence, his first sentence is Yizom L'chabel Ma'asecha B'hatrodas Libcha Ba'olam Hazeh U'ba'anoshov and all the things that you want to do. And you'll see people are always busy. The more time-saving devices that are invented, so the busier people are. And it's not just a joke and like an anomaly of nature. The pshat is that the time-saving devices really freeze people. So now what do you do with your time? So you have more options open to you, and now you can travel more, and you can take on more projects, and you can do more because you have a computer, and you can travel, cars, buses, taxis. You have more options. There's so many more things that you can do. So people are busy all day. They're busy with work. They're busy with their home. They want to put on a new porch. Maybe they'll think, maybe I'll paint the house. And they're busy, and people find things to do, and they feel that they don't have a spare moment, because they're either busy with their kids, or they're busy with their homes, or they're busy with work, or with the school, so they're always busy. The Yetzer Hara makes sure that you're always busy, and people always want to va'anoshav, he says, with people also. You'll have someone could be sitting and learning even. And he'll hear that there was an earthquake in Hawaii. So for some reason, human nature is that he'll like go out in the hall even, and he'll start talking about it and tumbling, and he'll want to know exactly what happened and how many people were hurt and what happened and how much on the Richter scale was it. And if he would stop and think, like, wasn't that gay? something happened on the other side of the world. But that's the nature of people. So that's what the Yetzer Hara does, the Chodesh Av Avos says. He keeps a person busy. He keeps him occupied, and he makes sure that he stays focused on all the things. And there is a lot of things going on in every person's life, but that's what the Yetzer Hara does. He makes it, he overblows its importance. You think of a project. You have too much spare time on your hands, so he says, okay, maybe I'll... Where you could think that it would be used for more eternal projects, so he gets this idea in your head that the house really needs a new painting. And that's something to do. So that's his first point here, that the Torah keeps you busy in Olam Hazeh things. And that's indeed the human condition. V'shichkas kitzecha, and then you lose a sense of perspective because you're always so busy and you don't have a moment very hard. Maybe you'll snatch a half hour here and a half hour there because he makes sure to keep you busy. Then the Chodesh Av Avos goes on to say in the next line that when you finally break away and you tear yourself away and you sort of force the issue, and you say, okay, I'm going to learn, whether it's learning or davening, in his example, so the Yetzer Hara makes sure that your mind is occupied with matters of Olam Hazeh. And he's Mavalbil Oscho, Matridis Litcho Ben Yoni Olam Hazeh, and you start thinking about all the things you have to do at work, and you start thinking about all the problems that have to be solved, and now he's already talking about where your actions, you've torn yourself away in terms of your physical actions, but then he says he attacks your thoughts, your mental processes, and during davening, during learning, you're always thinking about, and then he goes through the whole litany of things that can enter a person's mind. And he even has some things there that are very important to talk about, to think about. He says, you have to think how you're going to collect the debt that someone owes you, and how you're going to deal with a certain problem at work, which are very valid thoughts. He's not talking about thinking about even silly things. But his point is that even like the Yetzer Hara's ability, that even when you're Isaac in the Yoni Olam Haba, but he makes your mind busy with Olam Hazeh, even if they're intelligent, purposeful things. And the truth is, as Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal points out, really it should be the other way around. That not only when we're involved in Olam Haba matters, shouldn't our minds always, it starts creeping into the mind all the Olam Hazeh matters, even if it's how to pay a bill. It's a valid concern and it's something to think about. But the Yetzer Hara makes sure that it happens in the middle of davening or in the middle of learning, that these thoughts crowd into your mind. What was I saying? Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal's point is that really it should be the other way around. That even when you're Osuk in Yoni Olam Hazeh, even when you're walking down the street, and even when you're eating, so you could turn your thoughts into kosher, into Olam Haba thoughts, you're eating. So you say, okay, I'm not going to take a sefer when I'm eating. It's not going to happen. There's too much noise in the house. My wife's talking to me. I'm not going to sit there. It's not going to happen. But you could think. Rabbi Avigdor Miller urges a person to think about the Neflos Hashem that's involved in the eating process, and how the food got to his table, and how the digestive system works. And these are all extremely, not just kosher thoughts, but they're all Torah thoughts. These are Olam Haba thoughts. And this is how you develop yourself into being an Eved Hashem all the time. So really, it's really the other way around. That when you're eating, when you're walking down the street, when you're just looking out the window, you can turn it around and into like the Malachim do, into being Meshabeach Hashem, into recognition and realization of the flow of Hashem. But instead, he says the Yetzer Hara goes the other way. That even when you're Mesasig and Olam Haba things, he keeps on intruding. And it ends up that your actions are an empty shell. So there's different aspects to this. When you're davening, we're gonna take it up from there. It's not just a question of an empty shell. If you put on tefillin and the Yetzer Hara makes sure that your thoughts are somewhere at work, and you don't think about what the tefillin are and what in the world am I doing and what they're supposed to accomplish, etc. So okay, it's an empty shell. By davening, it's much, much worse than that. By davening, it's not even an empty shell. By davening, it's nothing. If your thoughts are somewhere else by davening, we're going to learn inside. So the Chavis Lubavitch is going to point that out. So he goes through all the different types of things that the Yetzer Hara could put into your mind. Then he says a person that's too classy to think about work. So he says he'll have them think about, we would say, computer games. He talks about, like, I guess the equivalent of chess or crossword puzzles. He'll think how he could, what was 17 down? And even intelligent things, puzzles, even, and then he can make you think about learning. That's the greatest time. That you know, that's the answer to the puzzle. When does the Yetzer Hara make you think of learning? Is in Milut Shmoneh Esrei, where you think about the Tosfos and the Teretz to the Tosfos, and the Kasha that you had, or you couldn't figure out a certain Rashi. So the Yetzer Hara doesn't mind if that's what you think about in the middle of davening. So the Kabbalah goes through all those things. We're on Kuf Pei Dalet now. I think we learned through most of these things. So we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down on page Kuf Pei Dalet. He says, Ubezem mafsid lo kiyum chovoso. When he has these thoughts intrude, so many times, even if he's thinking good thoughts, he's just coming from the last two lines in the Chayvus Halvavos was talking about thinking and learning, which you would say it's a mitzvah, it's Talmud Torah, etc. So he says, no, b'zeh mafsid lo kiyum chavoso. Certainly if you do it during davening, it's mafsid kiyum chavoso. But he can mean it in a deeper sense, even if you're thinking about it during Sukkah d'Zimra, or you're thinking about it during putting on tefillin, or he's taking a little of an esrog, or any mitzvah that you might be doing. If he intrudes with thoughts, even if nothing else works, he'll let you think and learning. That's the last resort. So mafsid lo kiyum chovoso. That sums up the Chayvus Halvavos' attitude towards just about all of Yiddishkeit. That if your heart, if the Chayvus Halvavos is not in order, and your actions are just an empty shell of ritual, so mafsid lo kiyum chovoso. It doesn't have to be always technically so, but certainly, a lot of times it can be technically so also. If you don't have the bare bones of kavana that you're doing this because mitzvah sviches kavana, you're doing this because it's Hashem's will. So you'll say, but that's why I'm doing it. I don't have to have kavana special. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure if you do it because you did it yesterday and you did it the day before, so you do it this morning. Who says that's called you're doing it because, like the famous Chayodim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. You're standing by the Bima and you said Lam Natzeach seven times. We don't have to consciously think I'm doing this because Hashem told me to do it. That's what you're doing, obviously. It's the first day Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah. But I'm saying it's not so poshut by me. If it's tefillin, if you end up doing it by rote, I don't know if you can apply the chayyadim always. You're doing it because that's what you do in the morning. Mafsid lo kiyum chovoso. The af efsher, he says, look what a person could do. A person could be the af efsher sheyovel avodas Hashem. Again, page kuf pei dalid, seven lines down. The af efsher sheyovel avodas Hashem biyisayim osa. He can go through an entire project of Avodas Hashem and finish it. He could start it and finish it. He could again, whether it's davening, he can go, whether it's putting on tefillin, whether it's and any mitzvah that there is, any mitzvah saseh. For who homeh be'iske atzmo, but his mind is somewhere else. He's thinking about other things. He's going through the motions. Bezulas Eila. He's not thinking about what he's doing. The truth is, if he would think about what he's doing, he maybe wouldn't have too much to think about. Because he doesn't learn. He doesn't know. So he doesn't know. So the most he can do is maybe think he's doing it because Hashem told him to. Which is also, that's a bare bones thing, but that's not the Chayvus Halvavos of the Chayvus Halvavos. I always recommend learning at the very least, as a bare minimum, chinuch, to get some idea of what you're doing. Now there's so many svarim, and every little mitzvah that you can think of, there's already a sefer on it that ends with the word kehilchaso. And the first few chapters usually are devoted to the philosophy behind the mitzvah. You could take this tefillin, have now the most deepest, wonderful svarim, inside story. You have all these kinds of books and pamphlets, and if you don't have books and pamphlets, you can't find it. You go go to Google, you'll find it there. Really, there's tons of stuff that you could find that explain, really, the Chabad has a lot of stuff, so much stuff on every little prat of the mitzvah that explains what you're doing. You just have to prepare beforehand and do a little research. So that's what your mind is somewhere else, and you can end up doing something and your mind is somewhere else, and your mind is you're somewhere else. You're like a misasek in the mitzvah. You're not really the bad misasek, not good misasek. The misasek that's possible. The misasek that has your mind somewhere else. You're not even doing it. So that's what the Eitz Hara does. Again, to sum up where we're up to, he makes you busy with this world. He makes sure that it's hard for you to be focused on the next world. Either he does it physically, because there's always something to do. Even if you tear yourself away, he intrudes into your mind. That's not probably improper English. He makes sure that your mind is occupied with other things, and many times that ruins even mitzvahs that you're doing. And there's always what to think about. Now he launches into an arichus of this very same thing, but he talks about davening. Because really, until I said davening too, but really until now he was talking about we are actually doing the mitzvah, and maybe even technically you get schar for the mitzvah, but it's an empty ritual. But davening is much, much worse. Davening, first of all, it's an avera. You could think about a shvera Rambam, or you think about doing a chesed, and you can plan, and you do it by davening, it's an avera, it's not a mitzvah. Plus, it ruins the whole davening. It's not even an empty shell anymore. So that's much, much worse. So that's why he devotes a whole bunch of lines here, especially for davening, that the Eitz Hara says, okay, have now peace and quiet. I can think about all sorts of things that are going on. And we know, you know, where have you been? You can ask a guy when he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, where have you been? Ve'efshe she'yispala lufnei Hashem b'lashono, v'hu poneh b'machshavta u'v'matzpuno lahamroso, just to show you how absurd this is. He says you could be davening to Hashem with your lips and with your mouth. I'll add, you could even be davening asking Hashem to be meichel your averus. And who knows what you could be. You could even be thinking about doing an avera. You could even be thinking about planning on doing something that shelo kiritzono. L'hamroso. V'al ze omer achad hachasidim. Tfiloseinu zuzukuka levakosha slicha. Forget about that. We ask Hashem to be soleachos. What ends up happening is that we have to ask Hashem to be meichelos for our davening. That's what needs the slicha. The Gemara, we don't do it nowadays because we're in a very bad state. But in the Gemara, people who couldn't be mechaving properly by davening, various cases in the Gemara, a person comes from a trip. You know how it is when you come from a trip, you're exhausted. A person comes from a trip, they didn't daven. They didn't daven. They didn't daven for 3 days till they were able to be mechaving karoi. Tefillah without kavanah is not even an empty shell. It's a joke. It's a sham. It's a chutzpah to stand there and ask Hashem for things and your mind is somewhere else. So the Gemara, now it's so bad that if we wouldn't daven and we don't have kavanah, the later Rishonim decided earlier, Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, Beis Yosef, if we would never daven unless we have kavanah, so we would never daven. Plain and partial. We would end up never davening. So we have no choice but to daven like children daven. You know, they don't. I shouldn't say Lashon Hara on my children, maybe on my small children. You know, I don't know about you. Maybe you have wonderful kids. I see my kid daven. Right? So that's what we look like, except we put on a better show because we're more sophisticated and we're older and we're more embarrassed, so we put on a better show. But in the eyes of Hashem, we look like the kid in the living room that's ostensibly davening. So they didn't even daven, they couldn't have kavanah. But so we have to, our tefillos are zokok levakosha slicha. The Yitzhara makes sure that we're our, So when he gains control of our mind and he gives us the whole world and everything that's going on and all the everything to think about, down to the chess game, down to that, so by davening it's the worst. The Yischani Lefnei Hashem Be'evorov, you could very easily have a guy shuckling away. His eyes are even closed very tightly. He's swaying back and forth. For who torud mimenu believe over kavanoso. I mean, he's just somewhere else. Kederech shomer akosov, the pasuk in Yeshaya, befiv ubisfosov kibeduni, the libo rochak mimeni. His heart, his mind is somewhere else. The Omar, a pasuk in Tehillim, by a fatu befiim, ubilashonam yechazvulo, the libam lo nochonimo. It's talking about the egel. It's talking about, so it's very harsh words. It's like they're trying to talk Hashem into something by a fatu befiim, but they're insincere. They don't really mean it. So what don't they mean? I mean, you know, you're asking Hashem, let's say, for refuah, but you're thinking about something else. Unfortunately, when you know someone that's sick and you decide to daven for them, then you focus. They're lying. They're not thinking about the words that they're using. You know, we say slichas now. So we say, let's say, Nach Psod Rachenu V'Nach Kora V'Noshuva El Hashem V'Noshuva Al Hashem. So we say, you know, so how many times can you say it? How many people did it? So let us search out our ways and contemplate them and do tshuva. So you ask somebody, are you familiar with this pasuk? Yeah. Did you say this pasuk? Yeah. Did you do it? When did you make time in your day to think about your ways, to make a cheshbon hanefesh? So that's see, I'm really, that's not even pshat lechavis halvavus, that's already good. Why did I say that? Because that's really what the pasuk's talking about. The pasuk in Tehillim is talking about the egel. So, you know, you could say something and then you don't carry it out. So that's vayifatu b'fiyim v'lushonam yechazvulo, but v'libam, I mean, that's how he's tightening up. If your heart is not there, that's why you don't do it. Oh, that's what the Chayim HaLavos is, that's how he's understanding the pasuk. Because v'libam lo nochonimo. Why does that end up happening? Oh, that's the pshat. Why does that happen? What is the cause of such a mental contradiction where you could say the pasuk 10 times, you could say Nach Psod Rachkeru Rachenu Nach Korah, and then you ask someone if he did it, they look at you like you're crazy. You don't even know what you're talking about. So how can that? The reason that could happen is because Bishas Maisa, he wasn't thinking about the words. He wasn't thinking about doing it. His mind was on what time he's going to get to work, and if he's going to have to take off of lunch break today in order to finish the project the boss gave him. That's what he's thinking about. So that's why he doesn't do Nach Drachenu V'Nach Korah, because he's somewhere else. Now he gives you, he slaps you in the face, sort of. He says, think of it this way. V'Intisor Ba'osa Shoah. V'tasa cheshbon and nafshecha. V'tomar lo. This is what you should tell the Yetzirah. And for some reason, he's now totally focused on davening. He's not talking about the earlier part of the paragraph where Stamazai, the Yetzirah, makes sure that you're busy with Inyonei Olam Hazeh. And you're always busy, 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 busy. He's mamish focused on davening now. And he says, you should tell the Yetzirah, Heich enagim abori yisaleh, how do I have the chutzpah to be misnaig with Hashem? Ba'ofen shein roi li linig bo mabrios. I wouldn't treat people this way. Bizman shani zokuk lahem. Heim skukim li. Let's say I needed a favor from someone. Ki mi shani pona elav leza tzorech. Need a favor from someone. You go to the principal of your kid's school to ask if your kid could leave early. Nice. and you're talking to him, and then he notices and he sees that you're really, you're busy with your palm pilot, you're busy with other things, and you're talking to him. Maybe my kid could go away, you know, early, and you're saying the words, but you're busy with 100 other things. So he says, Kimishani Pona Elablaze a circle be cashed the Lashoni the Malo, the Libium Aspuni Ponimi Manu, and I'm not thinking about it. My heart is not there, my mind is not there. I'm just going through motions. V'ilu yoda b'kach, if he could read my mind. Sometimes it's not noticeable. But certainly if he could read my mind, he'd throw me right out. Hoyu marchikeni u'bozeni. He would make fun of me. It's a chutzpah. It's a terrible chutzpah. It's a ha'azah to do that. You want something from someone, And they believe the guy can read your mind. So he sees that you're not really, you're thinking about something else. You're busy with other things. You got a very, it's a long shot that he's going to do what you want. He's going to get angry. He'll get angry at you. Why is this? Why? I don't think the Chavis HaLovitz just means because the nerve, like you're insulted. I think he's tapping on the nekud of how you have to ask for something. Your soul has to ask for it, not your mouth. That's what they say. We've all heard the phrase, you know, Hashem is not a vending machine. So Hashem would be a vending machine, so that, you know, the shekel that you put in, the 5 shekel that you put in, is the davening. So that's your mouth. Those are the words. It's working. But your nefesh, you're asking for something. You have to want it. You have to beg. You're begging the person to do it. You're asking the person to do it. You're pleading. You're pleading with the person to do something for you. So if you're not there, it's not that he's going to get insulted. He's not going to do what you say. You say, like, if you really want it and you really need it and you really want me to do it, so I'm not just a vending machine. I'm not just a dummy that you think you're going to say the magic words that you're going to get the taiva. It means you're not really relating to me. You're not talking to me as a person. You're not talking to me as someone who could fulfill your wishes or not fulfill. So you think, like in your mind, you're just going to say the words and get the taiva. So I'm not going to do it for you. If we connect, you want a taiva for me, you want me to do something for you. So if we connect, I'll do something for you. But if you view me as an inanimate object that you just want to use, you just want to utilize, and this is the way you want to ride. So you say, give me a ride. You know? So that he's not going to do it. If you connect to if you want someone to do something for you, if he feels that you're connecting to him as a person, and you're being mevakesh, and it's your nefesh, and you're into it, and you're asking him, so then he'll do it, or he's likely to do it, or it's at least as possible to do it. But if he gets the feeling that you're just treating him as the place where this taiva could be found, and you're not connecting to him, and so he's just not going to do it. It's not the nature of the dynamic of doing something for someone. Let's say he could read my mind, and I was thinking about how I dislike him, about how I'm not going to do what he likes. I'm going to do things against his will. Certainly he'd get angry at me. V'af b'meshem ergizo alai. He owes how you bizuya liyoser kosher. V'ya yoset tzodek. He would be even more correct. V'ilmilui bakoshosi. V'chudoy melazeh how you see noig b'lisofi k'meish v'kshani dover. If someone asked me for something and I could read their mind and their mind was somewhere else, no way I'm going to do it for them. V'ya dati. And certainly I know you should tell your yetzahara. Ki matzpuno k'fishi yadul ofnei Hashem sod kavanosi. Right, Hashem could read my mind. This is like I'm shouting out, "I'm Rafeinu Hashem b'nei Rafei," and you know, what am I going to miss my bus? Ta'ichlo eivosh mi bori ve'rotzlo mi nafshi mashlo eivrotzlo nafshi mechalosh kamoni. How could I treat Hashem differently than I would treat a fellow human? V'lo yirotzlo mi meni nivra zokuk v'cholosh kamoni. I'm not going to do a favor if someone wants to find favor in my eyes. V'kvor omar ha'kosov, it's gambosh le'yivosh, people are not embarrassed. They would stop and think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could read their minds and how they would feel if someone asked them for a taiva. And while they were asking them for a taiva, they were answering their cell phone and they were in a million places. So by Hashem, Hashem could read your mind. You don't have to answer the cell phone for him to see that you're somewhere else. So that's a problem. So again, the Chavad is focused on the very last thing about davening, and he gave you an Eitzah how to maybe, perhaps, hopefully overcome the Eitzah in that regard, and therefore, Ozi Kana Yetzah Boi Sashon. Okay.